the 2021 Oxford Dictionary's word of the year is vax. And this follows on from 2020 when the selection committee said that they were unable to narrow it down to a single word. So they offered a cluster of words, and no surprises for what's in there. COVID-19, lockdown, circuit breaker, support bubbles, key workers, furlough, moonshot, are you going to the party at Downing Street? The pandemic has just dominated life and language for the past 2 years. So that got me thinking, if you had to choose one word that summed up Christmas for you, what word would you select? Now, I suspect there's a fair number of people in this building tonight and out there who are going to say something like, oh, family. Home. Everyone loves to get home for Christmas. But then some other folks might go, no. Kids. Santa. Presents. And then others might go, no, food. Booze. Parties. Good time. Some might go for debt, weight gain, family fights. But I decided to do my own experiment on this. I thought, why don't I go back to the Bible? Because the Bible has copyright on Christmas. You know, that's where we get it all. Everything we've built on top of it, the foundation is the story of the coming into the world of the Son of God, being born as a baby, as we've been thinking about. And I said, I'm going to read the passages in the Bible that tell us about the coming of Jesus into our world. And see, is there just one word that you could write over it all? One word that just gathers it all together, ties it all together? And I think I've found it. And maybe it would be slightly more accurate to say that it's maybe not just one word, but it's one word group. So I'm going to share with you some of the fruits of my research. Where does it all start, the Christmas story? Well, Matthew tells us that Joseph had a dream. And in that dream, an angel said to him, he explained that Mary would become pregnant, that she would give birth to a child, and that he was to give this child the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. Did you know that the name Jesus means something? It means the Lord is salvation. So it's the most appropriate name you could think of to give to this child who's going to grow up and save his people from their sins. Call him the Lord is salvation. And then when Elizabeth explains to Mary her role in God's plan of this Savior coming into the world and the very important role that she will play, Mary responds by saying this, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Notice that, please. Even Mary needed a Savior. And then we have the story of Zechariah, who was the father of John the Baptist. And John the Baptist would play such an important role because he was the forerunner of Jesus the Messiah. When both grew up, John would go in advance of Jesus and announce him as the promised one to the people.
And on the birth of John the Baptist, Zechariah issues a prophecy. And three times in that prophecy, he says this: God is visiting his people with salvation. A salvation that will include the forgiveness of sins. And then we come to the day of Christ's birth itself. And of course, the shepherds are startled. They're out in their fields, and angels appear, and the angel of the Lord says to them, "Don't be afraid. I'm bringing you this incredible message of good news that will be for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior is born to you. He is Christ the Lord." And then 8 days after the birth of Jesus, when he is just a little baby boy, Mary and Joseph bring him up to the temple at Jerusalem to be circumcised. An aged Simeon sees them, and he comes over to them, and he takes the Christ child in his arms, and he says, "Now, Lord, let your servant depart in peace, because my eyes have seen your salvation." So I think the one word that just sums up Christmas is the word Savior. Because a Savior, by definition, is someone who saves. He's someone who brings salvation. I find it amazing how irritated some people get when I would say something like, "I have been saved by Jesus Christ." Oh, there's plenty of people who will laugh it off. They'll not take it seriously. But many people get really annoyed at that. How can you be sure? How arrogant to claim that you are saved. And it's just incredibly ironic that some people hear that "I have been saved." They hear it as a sort of boast, when in actual fact, it is the most full-on admission you can think of just how rotten we're admitting to be, and how utterly helpless we are, how unable we are to make ourselves right with God. We need to be saved. We need a Savior. I would suggest, politely, that if pride and arrogance is to be found anywhere, it is found with those who think that they don't really need to be saved because they can sort of make themselves acceptable to God. Whoa! You think you can make yourself good enough for God to accept? Not me. I need a Savior. I need to be saved. And the good news is that anyone can be saved. And the reason I believe that is because I believe in Christmas. I really do believe that what the Bible says is true. Paul wrote to Timothy and he said this. He summed up what Christmas was all about. He said, "Here's a faithful saying that deserves to be accepted by everyone. Here it is. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." Jesus himself said, "I didn't come to call the righteous." You know, people who think they've got it all together. "I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." If you don't need a Savior, you've no need of Christmas. Not the real Christmas. Because Christmas was when God's rescue mission really got going. Now, it wasn't the final act, but it was a necessary step along the way. There would be no Calvary without Bethlehem. There would be no cross without the manger. Unless the Son of God came into the world as a little baby, there would be no man to bear our sins on the cross of Calvary. And this salvation that has been secured for us through God coming down to us as one of us, it's free. But it's not cheap. Can I explain what I mean by that? You see, the Bible teaches us that God is both holy. He's pure. He's perfect. He's righteous. He's morally perfect. And he's love. And he's loving. He's both holy and loving. You see, if God were only holy, he didn't need to come down to deal with sin and sinners. He just say the word and the slate's cleaned. Sin's dealt with. Sinner's gone. If God were just holy, he didn't need to come down to deal with it. If God were just loving, wasn't moral, he could just go, let's just forget about the whole thing. Doesn't matter. Holocaust. Let's just be loving. But if God is both holy and loving, and he is, he has to come down. And then sin can be dealt with as it deserves. And sinners can be dealt with as they don't deserve. Do you see how, as sinners, we desperately need the down-to-earth God revealed in the Bible? So I'm going to ask you, what one word will sum up Christmas 2021 for you? And let me get in first. Personally, I'm sticking with the word of the year from 2,000 years ago. For me, this Christmas is going to be about the Saviour and the salvation that he offers. And my prayer is that everyone who is here tonight, I pray that you have a real happy Christmas. And I pray that you have a safe Christmas. And I pray that if you haven't had one already, you have a saving Christmas because you get to meet the Saviour. And you receive the salvation that he purchased for you.